Ever wondered if that UFO sighting was a secret government project?
Not because they didn't go to the moon, but because they seen something on the moon they weren't supposed to.
Or if ancient civilizations really had alien architects.
Like, so Roswell, obviously they think they recovered crafts and beings.
On Theorist Theorizing, wild speculation meets seasoned storytelling.
How they dug 2 kilometers below these pyramids and created all the structures that we're now finding.
Join the theorists as they dive into UFOs, cryptids, government cover-ups, true crime, and the weirdest theories the internet and humanity has to offer.
Giza and the pyramids itself being an energy source, you know?
It's not a lecture. It's a round table of curiosity, comedy, and what if.
Maybe they got tipped off by these U-boats that fled to Argentina, that there was something there.
Theorist Theorizing. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Beach House Beach Bunker. You can see the chimney at the top of the beach house. The smoke coming out of our beach house chimney is... It's black. We don't have a new Beach Bunker King. You're stuck with me again. Oh, they're choosing a pope. Everyone's watching the chimney, the most watched chimney in the world. Conclave is on exciting stuff. I'll tell you, have you seen Conclave yet? The streaming movie? It's available on Amazon Prime right now. It's actually pretty good. I'm more interested in what they're eating, and we'll tell you what they're eating and some of the interesting things that are happening with the Conclave. They can't really talk to anybody. They're kind of sworn to secrecy, you know. There's a lot going on there. Anyway, we'll talk a bit about Conclave. Weight Watchers official, it makes it official. They've declared bankruptcy. I think we all know what caused that. Boom. Little stabs. Also, we're going to talk cookies today because the results are in. I told you Wednesday or Thursday we'd have the results, and they came in yesterday, and exciting stuff. Here in our little town, Brandon, Manitoba, Canada, we have sold more Smile cookies here in this city than any other city in the country. Brandon, Manitoba now lays claim to the top store, Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Rhonda will pop on the show a little bit later this morning to tell us how that all happened, because the grand total for our city was like $130,000. We are like at best 60,000 people. So a cookie for each hand for every citizen of the entire city. How does this happen exactly? The top store on Victoria Avenue, $87,000. Now, all the Smile cookies sold right across Canada last week at Tim Hortons locations across the country, it all went to charity. And locally in Brandon, Smile Zone at the Brandon Clinic is going to happen. And we're happy to be a part of that. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as well this morning. If a pope is crowned, in the meantime, we will cut away. We will go live to the Sistine Chapel to our Tyler Glenn Show religious reporter, who is on the scene, camped out at the Sistine Chapel, waiting for news to arrive. Doesn't it seem like everybody's talking about that these days? It's a lot better than the alternative, I guess. I love that chimney. Somebody should sell advertising on that chimney. Advertise here. Call 1-800-HOT-CHIMNEY. Do not touch. What's the color smoke? White smoke means that there's a new pope. Black smoke means that they voted, but they haven't picked a pope yet. And green smoke means send pizza in and Doritos. They're sequestered. They're not allowed to leave. They got to stay in the system. So if you see green smoke, get the Doritos. Get the pizza. There's green smoke coming out of the chimney. The Jets, unfortunately, while they did play well, they did not play well enough to beat the Dallas Stars in the first game of their best of seven, second round series in the NHL playoffs. They lost 3-2 last night. If you are one of the two people in Manitoba that didn't see the game, Manitoba just, there was nothing going on last night. Everybody was tucked into their living room under a nice cozy blanket with a whole bunch of snacks and the hockey on TV. That's okay. They're going to play again on Friday at 8:30, Friday night game. Again, nothing's getting done. And then on Mother's Day, sorry, moms, the Jets play the Stars Mother's Day at 3:30. Your hockey update for Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba, where they've got the giant outdoor tent sale on now at the Canada Inns parking lot until Sunday. Up to $8,000 off your new Jacuzzi Hot Tub. Wouldn't that look beautiful in the backyard? Oh, you'd be watching the hockey games, flat screen TV, bubbles bubbling away. You soaking those achy bones in your Jacuzzi Hot Tub? Better than bank financing and up to $8,000 off your Jacuzzi Hot Tub. Go and see the Creasy Boys. And you can see them in either Brandon or Winnipeg if you're lurking in from the city. And we do have a few people watching and listening in Winnipeg. You can find Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba online, but most importantly at their tent sale till Sunday at the Canada Inns parking lot in Brandon. That's next to the Keystone Center. The longest conclave ever went 1,000 days. Can you imagine being sequestered 1,000? That's like 3 years with the same people in the same place over and over. 3 years. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. If you're looking for that last-minute gift idea for mom, do you need some flowers? Do you need some chocolates? Would you like something sweet? My mom loves jujubes, multicolored fruity jujubes. They've got the candies for mom. They've got the snacks. Maybe you're going to cook mom breakfast in bed. Going to get some bacon and eggs and some toast, and you're going to do it up in the kitchen. Co-ops of Westman would love to help you. Of course, they are super local. They are proudly Canadian. They are proudly Manitoban, and they reinvest their profits back into the community. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local co-op. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC at 1500 Richmond Avenue, Westman's number one EV dealership. Mom is always on the cutting edge of all technology, and EVs are cutting edge technology. EVs have fewer moving parts in them. Mom will have fewer stops at the gas pump. That's going to save mom a lot of money in the long run. And, of course, it's good for the environment, and mom is super conscious about that, too. So, if you're looking to make the switch to an EV, go see my friends at Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM and Brandon, 1500 Richmond Avenue. And how about this for a present? How about a clean car for mom? Doesn't get any better than that. Auto Fashion can take care of that for you. At the very least, can you please let mom know if she gets some scratches or dings or some hail damage that Auto Fashion is MPI accredited? They do SGI work too for our friends in Saskatchewan that are lurking in. Auto Fashion elevates mom's ride. Showroom shine. They've got you covered with paintless dent repair, interior and exterior detailing. If mom loves her car, you owe it to yourself to check out their website, autofashion.ca. Do it for mom. Our friend Rhonda Party over at Tim Hortons. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. You're coming in loud and clear. This is fantastic. Congratulations on being
so
Canada's
excited.
Number one. Way to go. Yay.
Number one. We're beyond excited.
So tell us, how is this? Rhonda, there's like 60,000 people in Brandon. And
I mean,
the whole city, the grand total was close to $130,000.
I know.
That's
it's
a lot of cookies.
Amazing. You know what? They say it takes a village, and we prove that. I mean, Dauphin's done it in the past, and they had another spectacular year. We have 3 stores in Westman in the top 12 stores in all of Canada for Smile Cookie. Musumin was number 12. So it's just amazing how our communities come together. We had incredible corporate sponsors that came on this year. Murray Chevrolet they've been in multiple years. Guild Insurance. I phoned Jared Jacobson. He said yes without a second thought. So Jacobson and Griner were there. Brand new to us this year, Christie's Office Plus, Canadian Tire. Myers, Norse, and Penny came on. And you know what? At the last minute, Brian Cottom, who is on the BACF Foundation, him and his family came on as a major sponsor for us this year. When they found out what we were doing and our charities being Brandon Area Community Foundation and Smile Zone, putting a brand new Smile Zone in the Brandon Clinic, you know, between that and all of the people that would put in pre-orders. And every one of those customers who came into the store and bought even one cookie, it made such a difference. It's amazing. Like 129,400 $86 worth of cookies this year in Brandon.
And when you have these sponsors, I mean, these are some big employers in Brandon, and they've got big staff. And so this really, really kind of puts you over the top. This is absolutely fantastic. It does.
And you know what? Not only do those people just give us money that we're buying cookies and people are dropping them off at schools and they're going to the fire department and they're going to Helping Hands. And we've got cookies going all over this city this year, but they send employees who came and they decorated cookies for us. We had volunteers from our community came out and decorated because you can't make these cookies. Like, our staff are tired.
Oh, I bet.
They had a hard week. We made cookies from daylight till dark. So, but you know, having all of those volunteers show up, and not just in Brandon, it was all of our West Bend stores, just blew the lid off this year.
Well, and you know, I'm sure you'll get a congratulations from corporate, but I think you don't get congratulated enough, quite honestly. You and Greg and Brad and Taylor and the entire group. I mean, there's got to be an awful lot of coordination that goes into this, because I mean, you guys have 10 stores, and to be as successful as you are, that and get these cookies out and fresh and delicious and decorated properly, even though you've got dignitaries and celebrities and so-called celebrities trying to, you know, decorate these and make them look good. It's a lot of coordination, a lot of work. So
it's a lot of work. And quite honestly, like, we are so happy they have their kind words, but we're so proud of our teams. You know, each of our managers and the teams that each store has are just incredible. They take this on. They're decorating the stores. They're suggested selling it and drive through. They are making them last minute for the person that comes in and said, okay, I'll take 10 dozen. And there's just a scramble in the kitchen, or, you know, it goes beyond that. We had someone come in and order 80 dozen.
Whoa.
And they wanted them for the next morning. So our managers got on the phone and they split them between the stores. We had three stores coming up with 80 dozen on top of all of our other orders last minute. And they did it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Lots of congratulations in chat. Way to go. Woohoo.
Thank you.
Woot, woot. Congratulations. Way to go, Brandon. Way to go, Dauphin. And folks saying good morning to our friend Rhonda. And now let's talk about Smile Zone. Now, you're on the board of Smile Zone, right, Rhonda?
I am on the Smile Zone. It's very close to my heart. There is one in the Brandon Hospital that's where I was introduced to it. A family came back to Brandon whose parents had been in Brandon for 30 years in the health field, and they did a Smile Zone in one small area of the hospital. I ended up doing one in memory of Craig in Newfoundland in the hospital. And then we did one through our Smile Cookie promotion in Dauphin. And this year we chose the Brandon Clinic. And, you know, everybody's been in there and walks through the doors, and it's hospital beige, and it's kind of tired, and it's not a very fun place to have to go when you're dealing with some medical issues. So we're making it fun, and we're doing the whole entrance. The Brandon Clinic is expanding down the left wing beside the drugstore there, the pharmacy. So we are taking all of that entranceway and the wing, and we are going to make it fun and refresh it and make it a happy place to go if you have to go there.
And this is something that was also done in Dauphin, right? Because we were up there last year. That was so exciting. I was so
and
happy.
You know, the feedback we've gotten from there is it isn't the patients that it's changing. You know, when you're taking your child there to get blood work, if they can be a little calmer and maybe a little happier when they go in, it's better. The people that are working there, it's a better atmosphere. It just affects families in a positive way, and we're excited to do it again in Brandon now. We're going to have a grand opening on June 18th, so the clinic is getting their refresh late May, early June. It'll all be done for people, so not too far around the corner.
June the 18th. And I am hoping we can make this happen so that you and I could be sitting side by side in person doing the show that day. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a very, very tiny, tiny part of this. And a kudos to the 18th Street staff. I've been doing this quite a few years, the Smile Cookie. And, you know, the staff this year, they gave me like super hot icing bags. And it turned me into a machine. I was just like, that's all you got. That's all you got. I could decorate more. It's like, that's the key, a super hot icing bag. And I was going crazy. It was pretty awesome.
We're learning all the tricks as we get better.
And again, congratulations to all those stores. Going to flash this on your screen one more time as I thank Rhonda for being here. And thank you to all those who bought cookies and helped support the cause.
Absolutely. It was a delicious way to make a difference, and everybody showed up. So we couldn't be more grateful.
And I see that my buddy Ryan Reynolds is doing some stuff for you now. Mm. What do you think of that?
Wow. We have new breakfast boxes. People got to try them. They are yummy.
And, you know, if I get another person saying, Tyler, I hear you've got a breakfast box. I said, no, it's Ryan Reynolds. I know. I know we look almost identical, and I have played him in a stunt double capacity from time to time. But no, it's Ryan. It's all Ryan's. Thank you, Rhonda.
Have a good day, everybody.
Great to see you. Thanks, Tyler. Everybody. We'll see you again soon.
Okay, right. Bye-bye.
There she goes. There goes Rhonda Party of Tim Hortons. Westman, and of course, board member of the Smile Zone. That's going to be so much fun. And they've got a lot of dignitaries on the Smile Zone board, NHL hockey players, members of the media. And okay, I don't like all the laughing about me and Ryan Reynolds being body double. Yeah, they've got this new Ryan Reynolds breakfast product. Check it out. Everybody is watching to see what color smoke comes out of the chimney. Now, they have gathered in the Sistine Chapel. They got to pick a new pope because the old guy passed away. And the cardinals are locked inside. It started yesterday where they all piled in. And if you haven't seen the movie Conclave, it's pretty good. Amazon Prime has got it. And actually, the bishops or the cardinals they've been watching the movie. A lot of them hadn't seen it and have been watching Conclave in advance of the conclave. Which in itself I find kind of interesting. And they are not allowed to leave the property. You have to stay there until the job is done, until you have picked a successor. And they vote in secret. A 2/3 majority is needed to elect a new pope. And when the pope is chosen, white smoke rises from the chapel chimney to signal the world. And there are only 5 rules, but they're pretty strict. Rule 1, no outside contact. No phones, no internet, no letters. It's kind of like if you'd ever had to, do you ever do jury duty? Have you ever been on jury duty? Have you ever had to be sequestered? I think that when you're sequestered, I've never done it, but when you're sequestered and you're in the hotel room, they can give you movies to watch, but you can't have regular TV because there might be a news story about the case that you're trying. Have a great day, Bobby. Old Chickie's here. Hi, Old Chickie. This sounds like a Big Brother Who's Going to Be HOH for the week. That's a great idea. Can you imagine? Tonight on Big Brother, Cardinal Frank is pissing off Cardinal Lance. Is he getting under his skin or just under his robe? Oh, no. What's happening in the kitchen between Cardinal Pizza Pop and Cardinal Linguini? Is it a little hot in the kitchen for these two? Oh, and who will be the next head of household? Find out tonight on Big Brother Conclave. That's a great idea. I'd watch it, but I'm thinking that it would be a lot of, how are you today? Can you please pass the shreddies now? Is there any milk left in the kitchen? I would like to have some milk on my shreddies. It might not make for good reality TV, but it's a good idea. And the HOH for the week gets a swimming pool and dancing girls, but you can't talk to them. Cindy says maybe a mix of Big Brother and Survivor. Make them work. And naked and afraid. Okay, robe. Okay, now. Okay, Cardinal Pizza Pop, you have no clothes on, plus you're not HOH anymore. I am naked. I'd like my clothes back, please. What other reality shows? Plus, the Vatican's Got Talent. Here comes Cardinal Pizza Pop singing his number one hit, Jesus Loves Me.
Jesus loves me. Yes, I know.
It's the same note over and over again. Oh, go back to head of household. Okay, so rule 1, no outside contact. Rule 2, strict secrecy. Everything discussed or voted on must stay confidential. Even after the conclave ends, you can't talk about it. Oh, my God. Cardinal Bruce, he would fart. all the time. You're not supposed to talk about Cardinal Bruce's flatulence. That's against the rules. That's against the rules. And with cardinal flatulence, because they're in robes, it's just go, oh, and there's like a poof. You can, oh, I can see. You can not only hear it, smell it, but you can see it. The robe goes up like curtains that are opening. Cardinal Bruce has got gas. Okay, so no outside contact, no campaigning. And there's only five rules, and we're at three. So no campaigning. Cardinals aren't allowed to promote themselves or others for Pope. Which is good, because we've kind of had enough of that, right? My name is Pope Orange Man. I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest cardinal ever. Let me tell you, it'll be like nothing you've ever seen before. It'll be the greatest. We will raise everybody from the dead. We will have zombies walking the earth. It'll be the greatest. It'll be amazing. Zombieland, vote for me, Pope Orange Man. Thank God there's no campaigning. This is meant to be a spiritual, not a political decision. Rule number four, they vote daily. So if you thought voting in the recent election was a chore, imagine that is your job day after day after day, possibly for up to 3 years. Daily voting, they vote up to four times a day until someone gets two-thirds of the votes. And finally, at number five, oh my God, they're not even allowed to go outside. Oh, can you imagine 3 years? I'd go nuts. I'd be like, I don't care. I don't care. Do you want this job? Who wants this job? Can we start talking now? Hi, my name's Cardinal Tyler, and is anybody else sick of this? I want to go home. It's been 3 years. What's wrong with you people? Make a decision. You in the court. Are you, you're the waiter? Okay, well, it's your job then. I know you're the waiter and you aren't in the running, but you're the Pope. Let's go. Because I want to get out of here. I want to go home. What's that campsite hack where you take a garden hose? Isn't it like a chunk of green garden hose and you throw it on the campfire? And it's like the smoke turns multicolor? That'd freak everybody out, hey? Little chunk of garden hose, throw it in there. Pfft. Oh, this, it's multicolored. What's going on? What's happening here? Yeah, and no advertising. It's one of the few places on Earth where you're not going to see advertising. And why not? Look at that open space on the top of the Sistine Chapel there where this little chimney is. I mean, there's so many different sponsors you could get on board. I mean, Bradley Smokers jumps to mind, you know. As you watch the smoke, remember, when you smoke your food, Bradley Smokers. Ecotech. Ecotech smoke alarms. Make sure that you check your smoke alarm so the next time you see smoke, it's not going to be an emergency because you've been alerted because of your Ecotech smoke alarm. Check your smoke alarm's batteries today. There could be a lot of great sponsors here. Not to mention Home Depot. How's your chimney working? Go and see the crew at Home Depot and get yourself a new chimney. And lastly, Tony's Pot Shop. The shot of the chimney and the smoke is brought to you by Tony's Pot Shop. If you're in need of smoke, go and see Tony's. He'll take care of you with 15 legal locations all over. Don't grow your own. Go to Tony's. Don't grow your own. Go to Tony's Pot Shop. Pizza Bala, Pizza Bala. Go get a pizza bana from Kuiper's. Get your pizza. Mr. Pizza Bala here. Congratulations. You need a pizza bun from Kuiper's. Aw, man. I can't get into that store and not walk out with two every time. They know me now. Hey, you want your two pizza buns? Yes, I do, please. Cinnamon buns for mom. Even the ones covered in the cream cheese icing. Oh, so delicious. Maybe mom wants some big tarts for Mother's Day. You know, you're best to go and visit Kuiper's Family Bakery with mom on your mind. And I know mom probably bakes up a great selection of baked goods. But I'll tell you, Kuiper's Family Bakery has been doing it for generations. It's mom's time to kick back and relax, so bring her the baked goodies she didn't have to do any work for, but she will enjoy. And you can get those goodies at Kuiper's Family Bakery. They're over on First Street. Go shopping for mom at Kuiper's, 1411 First, just north of the First in Richmond Corner beside Tasty's. At Headley's Health Hut, they invite you to come shopping for mom. And don't forget, tomorrow, moms, when you show up at the store, you're going to get a carnation flower. As you walk around, you'll be holding your flower, looking at the greatest selection of herbs, vitamins, supplements in all of Manitoba. Their beautiful store over on Richmond Avenue, it's got something for mom. In fact, if mom enjoys wine that maybe doesn't have booze in it, on Friday, they will be giving away free samples. They call this demoing. They're going to have a demo day of award-winning non-alcoholic wine by Silver Swallow, as well as protein bars by Grenade. That sounds interesting. Grenade protein bars. Eat one, then duck. Duck, it's an explosive situation. Oh, my gosh. And again, all moms who shop with Headley's Health Hut on Friday, get a carnation. Come and shop for mom all the great goodies she would love at Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue, formerly at the Shoppers Mall. They're just east of Murray GM. And speaking of Murray's, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. It's not fancy, but mom needs to get the oil changed in that vehicle. So maybe just, you know, steal her vehicle and go get the oil changed. Would that be funny? She calls the cops. Someone stole my car. Sorry, mom. I just went to, just took it for an oil change at Murray's. I thought I was going to be a good son. And of course, the nice thing is they make a donation to Helping Hand Samaritan House and the Bear Clan every time you go there. So the official oil change of the show is at Murray's, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Go pay him a visit and get your fluids all topped up and ready for summer. So what do they eat? Is somebody bringing in pizza? According to an article from the BBC, tourists in Rome have seen many of the cardinals eating at local restaurants in and around the Vatican City, getting their favorite meals in before they get locked up. So they're scarfing down the food before they got locked up. The longest conclave lasted just shy of 3 years in 1268. Well, and news channels are loving this because every couple hours it's like, oh, there's smoke, there's smoke. Oh, it's black. Oh, there's smoke. Oh, it's black smoke. To ensure no illicit communication is taking place, mealtime during the papal conclave is heavily guarded. Mealtime during conclave was a hotbed of forbidden communication. A cardinal's butternut squash ravioli could be stuffed with secret messages, an assault on ravioli. Or they could find a way to sneak news about the vote to the outside world through something as unassuming as a used napkin. To avoid any mishaps, security was especially beefed up in and around the kitchen and the cafeteria. There's so much intrigue. So much palace intrigue. There's even a book written about how mealtime was conducted. According to Scappi, daily meals were prepared in a communal kitchen with guards, ensuring that no contraband was coming in or out. This sounds a lot like prison to me. Less church, more prison. All guys can't come out. No contact with the outside world. Someone's going to get shanked. Someone's going to get shanked. Cardinals, wouldn't have been eating closed pies or whole chickens. Wine and water were served in clear glasses, and every napkin was opened and inspected before it hit the table. While electronic communication is more of a concern these days than a secret note slipped into a chicken breast, based on the menu for this year, that level of heightened security seems to still be a consideration. Whatever food they are getting in there, it is wide open food that you can't hide notes in, because communication apparently is a big deal. I mean, the Catholic Church, for those that don't know, is the richest business, company, organization, entity on the planet Earth. They hold more wealth in the Catholic Church than any other organization, country, in the world. And it's because they operate in multiple locations. There's several franchises. A recent survey asked online users, what is the best sandwich of all time? Peanut butter and jelly. Is peanut butter and jelly the greatest sandwich of all time? That's where the conversation really got started. And then it morphed quickly into, is a hot dog a sandwich? Do hamburgers qualify? Are tacos a sandwich? I don't think tacos qualify. A lot of people for hot dogs, but no tacos. Tacos, though, Okay. One person says, Horatio says, tacos are sandwiches too. Also a quesadilla and grilled cheese are cousins in the family tree of things that go in other things. Best sandwich ever. What do you think is the best sandwich ever? Mine is the clubhouse. Oh my God. This is a great picture. It's huge. Let's get to the top of the charts in sandwiches. It goes by sandwich fillings. This is going to come as a bit of a surprise. The top sandwich in Canada is the chicken sandwich. Chicken sandwiches hold the top spot nationwide. They have surpassed every kind of sandwich, every kind of burger, and likely why every fast food place on their menu now has a chicken sandwich. And some people call it a chicken burger, fried chicken burger, grilled chicken burger. We'll call it a chicken burger, but at the end of the day, it's a chicken sandwich, and it's number one, followed by the roast beef sandwich. Not for this guy. But the BLT, which was mentioned among the Sunseekers, came in a third place. BLT, this classic combination, remains a staple in Canadian sandwich choices. At number four is the grilled cheese sandwich. Simple yet satisfying, grilled cheese sandwiches continue to be a beloved comfort food. And at number five, the hamburger. So chicken sandwich, roast beef, BLT, grilled cheese, and the hamburger rounds out the top five top sandwiches you're going to find in Canada. So there you go. I'm hungry. If you need a lawyer, please use our friends at Eplaw Office. Maybe you're looking at your will, and maybe you're saying to yourself, I really don't want to have to deal with this. It's an uncomfortable situation. I don't want to have to talk about death and then who gets what after. Nobody likes that. Nobody says, I think I'd like to do a will today. And obviously, you want to make sure that whatever you choose to have happen after you're gone, you want to make sure that that stuff's executed properly. And that's why a good lawyer really matters. Eplaw Office does real estate law, corporate law, and they do wills and estates. Go see them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. At Skydancer Casino, Mom would love to go to the Skydancer 90 miles south of Brandon in Belcourt, where they have got Mother's Day bingo. High stakes bingo going on. Take Mom, get the passport, get the bingo dabber, and get ready to go. They've got a Mother's Day bingo, 50,000 US guaranteed payout. Plus, they've got the Mother's Day Fire's Edge Steakhouse Mother's Day brunch at a cost of $15 per person. That's US dollars. $15 will get you scrambled eggs, cheesy hash browns, bacon, links, French toast, pancakes, hand-carved prime rib, baked ham, baked potatoes, corn, Italian salad, potato salad, dinner roll, strawberry and blueberry cheesecake, and a complimentary mimosa for all mothers from 9 till 2 for $15 US. That would be about 21 Canadian. $21 Canadian, all you can eat Mother's Day, Fire's Edge Steakhouse, Mother's Day brunch at the Skydancer Casino, where the sky's the limit. SkydancerCasino.com. And at Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, maybe you're going to get Mom a new love seat, maybe some patio furniture. Leon's Furniture Superstore's got a sale on right now called the Comfort Sale, Spring into Comfort, where you could save big on anything that you can lay on or sit on. Basically, couch, love seat, outdoor patio furniture, and more. And of course, don't pay till 2027 with 0% interest and no monthly payments. Check out the flyer online at leons.ca, plus free local delivery on purchases of $7.99 or more before taxes. 3635 Victoria Avenue and at leons.ca. Ridiculous questions asked at the job interview. Now, for a lot of the Sunseekers, it's been a while since you've been at a job interview. But have you ever had a dumb question asked of you at a job interview? Like, how good of a liar are you? Since you're a redhead, how do you control your temper? Are you allowed to ask a question like that? Why do you want to work here? That's a good question. So why do you want to work here? Because I need the money. Because I'm broke. Oh, there's Molly. So, Tyler, why do you want this job? What job am I applying for? Why do you want this job? And then, do you take the road of being honest and say, well, really, I need to eat. I like to eat. I like to pay my bills. And this goes a long way to helping with that. Or do you say, I have studied your company with great admiration for a long period of time. I am rather impressed by the way this operation runs and thought to myself that if ever the opportunity did apprise itself for me to join your team, to be a part of such a worthwhile organization, I would not only jump at the chance, I would jump at the chance enthusiastically. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to at least answer this question in a truthful way so that I can tell you how much I love you and love this business, this corporation that you would consider taking someone like me under your wing. I hope that answers your question. And again, thank you.
How'd I do? How'd I do? Get the job? Do I get the job?
Or you just say the truth. I need the money. I need the cash. Why do you feel you would be a good fit for this position? I would be a good fit for this position because, well, I kick ass. And if you want an ass kicker, or an ass kisser, that's totally up to you. But I am in the kicking variety. I don't mind kissing now and again, but I prefer to kick. So kick, kiss, you know, take your choice. Why do you feel you'd be a good fit for this position? Because I don't like people. I'm not a people person. I like to throw things and I have a temper. Is that a good answer? What do you feel you can bring to the team? What are your strong skills? I have strong body odor. I am very proud of that. It is something that I've worked on for a long time. And I'm also proud of my heritage, that they have given me the DNA to be such a stinky person. So that is a strong skill, strong body odor. It brings people together because they all, even they might be fighting in other departments, but they'll say, God, that new guy stinks. And look at me. Bringing people together, that's what I do. Or do you say I'm 35 years old and living in my parents' basement?
I'm 35 years old and I live with my mommy and daddy.
Molly says, I hate job interviews so much. We should be allowed to ask, why are you asking dumb questions? And they are. They're some of the dumbest questions. At your age, are you sure you can relate to our youngest employees and customers? Oh, kick to the balls. And yes, my balls are on the floor because I'm old, but that doesn't matter. Come on, be respectful.
I can understand those young whippersnappers. Does that mean I can't say get off my lawn? Get out of here, you kids. Oh, you want order? Well, hurry up. I can't take your shit. Put your phone away. Pull your pants up.
Yellow Jacket says, I always ask, why do you want to work here? The answer I'd like to hear is I shop here and I like the atmosphere. You didn't like my answer? It was thick, wasn't it? It was a little thick. With 19 branches in southern Manitoba, they would love to see you if you're looking at renewing your mortgage. They have got extra special rates on residential mortgages for you to check out. And of course, it is community banking, which means that the profits are reinvested right back into the community. And they have got a lot of assets. What is it? $2 billion in assets. In fact, they've got student scholarship applications are now open, and they are open until the end of the month. So as we get closer and closer to grad season, if you would like to nominate a grad in your area, go to sunrisecu.mb.ca because they're handing out scholarships. What can I say? They want to support students in the community. And last year, I think they gave away close to $25,000. So that's a lot of money on the table for the students in your life. sunrisecu.mb.ca. Just click on scholarship application. Spread the word. Okay, maybe it's not for you. Maybe it's a niece, nephew, cousin, a friend that's graduating. Get a scholarship from Sunrise Credit Union. And Elkhorn Resort Clarsio Nordic Spa. Perfect place for mom this weekend. Yes, at the Elkhorn Resort, they've got their Sunday brunch set to go. Sunday brunch goes from 10 till 2. It's just $35 per person, $15 for kids 12 and under. Everyone's greeted with a complimentary mimosa or specialty coffee. Plus, all ladies visiting the Nordic Spa on Mother's Day receive a certificate for 50% off their next spa visit, because pampering mom even beyond Mother's Day is awesome. And if you're looking at getting a gift card for mom from the Elkhorn Resort, when you buy a $150 gift card, you receive a $25 credit
for food and beverage at Buffalo Bar or the Spa Bistro. That's upstairs at the Clarso Nordic Spa. So check out this website, elkhornresort.mb.ca. The whole world is waiting for the smoke. I got to go for a smoke. I don't even smoke. It is time to say goodbye and farewell, and thank you for being part of the show today. Aw, it was a lot of fun. Tomorrow, take care, Sunseekers. Thank you for being part of the show today. We will see you tomorrow for a Fantastic Friday version. In the meantime, I'll be by the pool if you need me. Have a great day, guys.